protecting chemical abortions. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden is expected to announce as early as today he will order the government to use the Emergency Preparedness Act to protect doctors, pharmacists, and others from liability for providing abortion pills in states where abortion has been banned or restricted. Yesterday, several members of Congress were arrested protesting the Supreme Court's recent abortion decision.
Capitol Police arrested a grand total of 35 people and 17 lawmakers, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, after they stopped traffic. Capitol Police didn't handcuff Ocasio-Cortez. She just put her hands behind her back for show, but later performed a fist pump to cheering supporters looking on. Others busted: squad members Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and Rashida Tlaib. Democrats are trying to highlight the Dobbs decision earlier this year and convert that into an election year issue to ignite the Democratic base ahead of the midterms.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The Trump influence in the Republican Party reaffirmed Tuesday in Maryland's primary. The former president's endorsed candidate for governor, Dan Cox, winning the state's GOP primary.
I'm so grateful for President Trump's support and endorsement. We clearly were blessed by it.
Cox beat Kelly Schultz, who'd been supported by outgoing Republican Governor Larry Hogan. The Democrats' primary for governor between author Wes Moore and former Democrat National Committee Chair Tom Perez still undecided. The Senate has passed a procedural measure to move forward a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS bill. It would provide tax breaks and subsidies to the semiconductor industry to make more computer chips in the U.S. The Biden administration has been pressing for congressional approval before the August recess. Wall Street up sharply Tuesday. Its best day in more than 3 weeks. The Dow gained 754 points. NASDAQ up 353. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Centers for Disease Control adding its approval to the Novavax vaccine against the coronavirus.
The shot from Novavax is a more traditional kind of vaccine, according to CDC advisors. The so-called protein vaccine was authorized by regulators last week. All the COVID vaccines used in the U.S. train the body to fight the virus by recognizing its outer coating. The Novavax shot injects copies of the so-called spike protein grown in a lab that resemble the virus. Protein vaccines have been used for years to prevent other diseases, including hepatitis B and shingles. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Stung by criticisms over the baby formula shortage and efforts to control e-cigarettes, the head of the Food and Drug Administration is calling for an outside review of the agency's programs for tobacco and food safety. That review will be done in about 60 days. Opening statements yesterday in the contempt trial of Steve Bannon, prosecutors said he refused to cooperate with the House January 6th committee. Bannon's attorney said he offered to appear, but the committee refused to negotiate on matters that Bannon believes were covered by executive privilege. Ivana Trump will be laid to rest today.
Friends and family will gather today to celebrate the life of Ivana Trump, who passed away last week at age 73. The service, which is invitation only, will be held near Trump's longtime home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Ivana Trump died on Thursday from injuries sustained during a fall. Her three children, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric Trump, are expected to attend the service. People magazine reports that the Trump family has asked that rather than sending flowers, funeral guests are requested to make a donation to Big Dog Ranch Rescue, a Florida-based nonprofit group that works to minimize dog homelessness. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.